Bow Valley. An updated staff housing guide highlights more than 5,000 staff accommodation beds in the Bow Valley, with more than half located in Banff. The Job Resource Center report logged 5,220 staff accommodation beds in the Bow Valley, with Banff leading the region at 3,100 beds, Canmore with 520, Lake Louise with 960 and Kananaskis Country at 640. However, in the 5 years since the previous iteration of the guide, the average cost of rent for staff accommodation rose by about $80 from $437.50 in 2019 to $506.85. Previously, staff housing really was that landing place where new employees in the valley would stay in staff housing for a certain amount of time, and then they would move out the staff housing, said Reinira Lankhuijzen, a career coach with the Job Resource Center. What we're seeing now, because there's so little rental vacancy in the Bow Valley, is that they're not seeing that turnover in their staff housing, which is challenging for employers because that's their attraction tool is to be able to offer housing. Banff went from $475 a month to $590 a month, Canmore went from $530 a month to $655 a month. Lake Louise, which includes Moraine Lake and Castle Junction, stayed the same at $395 a month, and Kananaskis Country also maintained its cost at $350 a month. Not only did the cost rise for Banff and Canmore, but the job center also noticed there is less vacancy in staff accommodation compared to 2019. The 2019 Bow Valley Region Housing Needs Assessment stated by 2027 an extra 1,100 units of non-market housing such as continuing care, affordable rentals, permanent supportive housing and affordable homes. The study noted the significant risks of a shortfall could lead to the region struggling to keep people in traditional middle-class jobs such as teachers, construction workers, middle managers and professionals. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the housing crisis has further been exacerbated locally and across the world. Both Banff and Canmore have ongoing initiatives to push for faster development of housing, which is part of both municipalities' applications for the federal government's Housing Accelerator Fund. The town of Banff is looking at allowing greater density and exploring a 250-unit affordable housing project on Tatanga Ridge Benchlands to address the community's estimated shortfall of 701,000 units. Canmore Council approved the Palliser Trail Area Structure Plan, ASP, which forecasts upwards of 1,300 new homes, including about 1,000 affordable housing units in the next 10 to 20 years. It also approved the Three Sisters Village and Smith Creek ASPs, which were ordered to move forward by the Land and Property Rights Tribunal in 2022 after Alberta's Court of Appeal upheld the decisions. Though polarizing in the community, the two ASPs stipulate a minimum 10% of the housing will be affordable and could increase to as much as 20% depending on the bonus density as development occurs. In Lake Louise, staff accommodation also took a significant hit when the Charleston residence, which housed workers for Lake Louise Ski Resort, burned down last July. Timothy Peterson was charged with arson and the matter is still before the courts. The residence being destroyed by fire left 165 people displaced, with them being moved to four modular housing units and the ski resort signing an agreement with Deer Lodge on Lake Louise Drive to accommodate 125 people. Although the guide covers a majority of employers with staff housing, it doesn't include all since employers have to participate in collaboration with the Job Resource Center. Many newcomers to this area are looking for work as well as a place to live. The guide informs job seekers about staff housing availability, types and quality, states the guide. The guide also provides people with an index of housing preferences that highlight which employers offer private rooms, the ability to change roommates, more storage, couple-friendly rooms, if the couple works for the same employer, allowing of overnight guests, child-friendly and pet-friendly. In Canmore, room types offered are 17% dorm style, 64% shared room, 18% semi-private and 1% private. Banff has 11% are dorm style, 55% are shared room, 27% are semi-private and 7% are private. Kananaskis Country is 38% dorm style, 2% shared room, 59% semi-private and 1% private. Lake Louise has 14% dorm style, 13% shared room, 66% semi-private and 7% private. The guide showcases average monthly rental rates in Banff and Canmore as per data collected in the spring of 2023. The guide can also aid employers to ensure that they are offering competitive rental rates and staff housing quality. It is also a really great tool for employers to make sure they are offering competitive rental rates, they're offering a competitive staff housing product, said Lankhuijzen. Going through the guide, job seekers can see detailed notes about the staff accommodation the employer provides. It includes price, style of bedrooms, how many beds, age demographic, number of staff in peak season and low season, and extra amenities. It also shows ratings for security, quality of personal space, social conditions, cleanliness and maintenance. All the data and details in the guide were collected in the spring of 2023 for the Job Resource Center's labor market review. The goal is to make sure that we're providing accurate and current information to our job seekers about the different housing options available in the Bow Valley, said Lankhuijzen. Because housing is such a big and important part of our lives, as they're doing their job search, they can have all the right information to make the best decisions for them about what they need in their housing. A digital copy of the guide is available on its website, www.jobresourcecenter.com. Job seekers can also flip through a physical copy of the guide at its Canmore office at 109 to 710 Street, and its Banff office at 304 Caribou Street. Average rental rates in Canmore. Roommates are shared $935. Studio or bachelor $1,235. One bedroom $2,123. Two bedroom $2,771. Three bedroom $4,203. Average rental rates in Banff. Roommates are shared $1,102. Studio or bachelor $1,092. One bedroom $1,749. Two bedroom $2,142. Three bedroom $2,613.